This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 4th of January. Sydney Thunder were hammered by 9 wickets by Perth Scorchers in the Big Bash League. They could make only 113 for 9 after electing to bat, in spite of Usman Khawaja making 56 of 45 balls. Brad Hogg was the pick of the home side's attack, turning figures of 4 for 29. Perth then needed less than 14 overs to overhaul their target, as Sean Marsh and Marcus North added an unbroken 105 for the second wicket, following the early loss of Herschel Gibbs. Defending HRV Cup champions Auckland will now find it very hard to qualify for the knockout stage, slipping to a 5-wicket defeat at the hands of Otago. Auckland had made an impressive 190 for 7 from their 20 overs, thanks to Anuru Kitchen's superb 66 off 39 balls. However, the Otago opening pair of Neil Broome and Hamish Rutherford put on 104 for the first wicket inside 10 overs to give the Volts a perfect start. They eventually won with 2 balls to spare. Mohammed Ashraful and Mehrab Hussain Jr. both reached 3 figures as Central Zone took the lead over North Zone in the Bangladesh Cricket League. At the close on day 3, Central Zone are 434 for 8 and lead by 73 runs. In Mirpur, East Zone need a further 127 to beat South Zone for closing on 138 for 2 in the 4th innings. Select left-arm spinner Nabil Samad had earlier caused the South Zone collapse of 9 for 117, taking 6 for 81 as they were all out for 248 in their 2nd innings. Lions took control on day 2 in their Sunfoil Series fixture against Dolphins. Imran Tahir ended with 5 Dolphins first innings wickets to earn his side a 93-run lead. Quinton de Kock then hit 65 with only 61 balls to help extend that to 244, the loss of only 3 second innings wickets. Warriors earned a 191-run first innings lead over Titans by being bowled out for 413 on day 2 in Centurion. Arno Jacobs hit 105, but it was the 9th wicket partnership of 129 between Simon Harmer and Ayabulela Gulmani that did most of the damage. Harmer ended on 66, while Gulmani finally fell for a career-best 86 of 89 balls. In Pakistan, Karachi Whites beat Abbottabad by an innings and 145 runs in the Qaidi Azam Trophy. Atif Makbool took 7 for 59 to go with his first innings 6 for 60, as Abbottabad were bowled out to 168. Elsewhere in Group 2, Hyderabad lead by 107 runs after closing on 232 for 3 in the second innings against Rawalpindi. And Bahawalpa remained on 61 for 1, after no play was possible on day 2 against Lahore Shalimar. In Group 1, Islamabad overtook Lahore Ravi's first innings total of 216 and closed on 344 for 9. Umair Khan hit 113 and took his 4th wicket stand with Fahad Iqbal to 197. And after no play yesterday, Quetta were all out for 210 today against Multan. Rahat Ali ended with 4 for 62 for the home side, while Jalak Khan top scored for Quetta with 44.